Hey, Dushan Gill here with the Azure AD team. Welcome to Access Control for Azure video series. Back in October, we looked at the basics of Access Control for Azure using Azure Active Directory and role-based Access Control. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to review the first two videos of the series. The first video describes how Azure AD integrates the Access Control for your Azure cloud with your on-premises AD, such that when users leave your organization and their account gets disabled in Active Directory, they automatically lose access to the resources in Azure Cloud. Or if they change a project within your organization and their group membership in Active Directory changes, they automatically gain access to the right project resources in the Azure Cloud. The second video describes how you can use Azure RBAC to configure the right separation of authority among the various users that are managing your Azure Cloud. For instance, you can configure a model where only the core IT team of your organization can manage the overall Azure subscription and the network resources, but it can onboard multiple projects from across the organization and allow the project owners to self-manage compute and storage, whatever is required for their services, as long as they connect those resources to the standard network resources managed by the core IT team. Very good. Today, I want to show you a new feature in Azure RBAC called custom roles. So what are custom roles? Well, you know, Azure RBAC comes with a set of built-in roles: owner, contributor, reader, virtual machine contributor, network contributor, storage account contributor, website contributor, etc. These roles, these built-in roles, are suitable for the common separation of authority scenarios. Using built-in roles, you can segregate duties between, for example, people who can manage the Azure subscription versus people who can manage the network versus people who can manage compute for a project versus people who can manage websites for another project, etc. But these built-in roles might not be suitable in scenarios where you need to handpick the permissions that you wish to grant. For example, in this scenario, Ellen wants to grant a set of users the ability to monitor virtual machines, to be able to restart virtual machines, but not be able to create or delete virtual machines. And there is no built-in role that grants exactly these permissions. So using the new custom roles feature, she's created a role called virtual machine operators, and she's granted exactly the permissions that she desires to grant to these users. Let's take a look at the permissions that she's configured for this role using the new permissions UX that we've enabled in Azure RBAC. So I go to the permissions view of the custom role, and I see that she has granted partial access to 6 Azure resource providers to this role and full access to 1 of the resource providers. Let's take a look at what access she's provided to the network resource provider resources. Okay, so she's granted read access to all network resources for virtual machine operators. Let's take a look at the compute resources. Okay, she's granted read access to all compute resources also, but she's also granted some additional access on virtual machines. Let's take a look at what access she's granted on virtual machines. Okay, so she's granted the restart and the start permissions on virtual machines and read access to all other compute resources. So with the new custom roles feature, Ellen was able to create a role by handpicking the exact operations that she wishes to grant to these virtual machine operators in her organization. All right, so she's created this custom role. Let's see how she'll manage access using this custom role now. Well, it's as simple as how you manage access using any built-in role. You just go to add. Instead of selecting a built-in role, you would just simply select the custom role that you've created. In this case, a virtual machine operator. And she wants to grant this role to searches for devices. It's a group of users within this project that are compute operators. She selects that set of users. And just how you manage access using built-in roles, you would manage access using a custom role once you create it. Let's see how Ellen created this custom role in the first place. Custom roles can be created using Azure PowerShell tools or Azure CLI tools. So I'm going to switch my display to my Windows VM and use the Azure PowerShell command, new Azure RM role definition, to create a custom role. Now this command expects an input file, a JSON file describing the role definition. And the best practice here is to start from an existing built-in role that's closest to the custom role that you wish to create. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to export the role definition of a custom role, a built-in role that's closest to virtual machine operators, in this case, virtual machine contributors, and modify that role definition file to make it suitable for virtual machine operators, then create a custom role using new Azure RM role definition. Let's do that. So I'm going to say get Azure RM role definition. I want virtual machine contributors. Contributor. And I want to export this role definition into a JSON file. So I'm going to say convert to JSON. And I'm going to say out file. See data role.json. All right. So this exports the role definition of virtual machine contributors. Let's take a look at it. Okay, virtual machine contributor role grants access to a bunch of actions. It has a name, description, which I want to keep. A custom role does not, new role definition does not require ID or its custom properties, so I'm going to remove those. I'm going to change the name of the role, of course, and I'm going to change the description, monitor virtual machines, and restart them. Very nice. Now comes the fun part. I'm going to modify the actions property to grant access only to the operations that I want to grant to virtual machine operators. So I'm going to keep the first one, which basically grants read access to authorization resource types, which is the ability to read role definitions and read role assignments. But for all of these compute permissions, I'm going to replace these with one permission, which is the ability to read all compute resources. That's what I want to grant. I want virtual machine operators to be able to create alert rules, alerts for the virtual machines that they're monitoring. So I'm going to keep this permission also. And similar to what I did with compute, I'm going to replace all network permissions with the ability to read all network resources. So I'm going to say star and read. Very good. I do wish virtual machine operators to be able to view resource groups, but not to be able to create template-based deployments. So I'm going to remove the template-based deployment permission. I'm going to do the same thing that I did with compute and network with storage also. I'll give the ability to read all storage resources. Okay. I do wish virtual machine operators to be able to create support tickets, so I'm going to keep the final action also. Very nice. Now I have kept the actions which I need from virtual machine operator, but there are a couple of actions which I need to add to this set, which is the ability to restart virtual machines and the ability to start virtual machines. So I'm going to go back to PowerShell to find out what the action strings are for those operations. So I'm going to use the get Azure RM provider operations command, and I'm going to search for Microsoft compute, and I want virtual machine operations. So I'm going to say virtual machines and all of them. Let's see what I get. I must have tried something wrong. Virtual machines. Okay. That's a bunch of operations. Let me filter with just the operation string. Okay, so what I want is these two operations, the start action. So I'm going to copy that, bring it back. And I want the restart action. Let's go back to restart, get that, and all right, that finalizes my actions property. The last thing I'm going to do is specify what subscriptions I'm going to use this custom role in using the assignable scopes. So the nice thing about assignable scopes is I can scope down the use of certain custom roles to only certain Azure subscriptions or certain Azure resource groups, so that custom roles from one department of my organization do not pollute the UI of another department which has no use of those. So I'm going to specify subscriptions here, the scope of my production subscription, and the identifier of the subscription, which I'll get from get Azure RM subscription. I want production 1 ID, and I'm going to paste that here. and that makes this custom role available for use within my Production One subscription. That's pretty much it. Now all I'm going to do is create this custom role using the new Azure role definition command. New Azure RM role definition, input file, the modified JSON file, and that creates my custom role. That's how easy it is to create custom roles in Azure RBAC and manage least privileged access in Azure using those custom roles. I hope you found this video useful. See you next time. Bye.